When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We are going to do a little mixed bag coming up on the other side. 0-0, we're scoreless. Switzerland and Colombia, that game in Vancouver, Canada. In the round of 16, winner goes on to face Argentina, who came back to win 3-2 over Egypt earlier today. But right now, without further ado, let's go ahead. Here he is, King of the Crusties, Brian.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian
Waters. Shout out to Hurtado Barbecue also for sponsoring the Raiders. And yesterday, happy birthday to Brandon Hurtado.
Yeah.
As we're out here at the Comerica Backyard, make sure you're getting yourself some delicious Hurtado Barbecue.
Hurtado and then a Reliant, I think, as well.
Reliant AC.
Both those guys are involved in. I really do appreciate them for being a part of this one. And again, thank you to Lucius for always playing that intro for me as well. Hey, guys, I just like during the break, I was watching Jacob DeGrom play like he's playing long toss. I guess they call it stretching out, you know, where they stand. He's probably 40 yards away from the catcher. He's winding up and throwing the ball, and it's ending up like waist high. Like the catcher doesn't even have to move.
Wow.
I mean, he's just 40
a star.
He's just throwing the ball. He just takes his wind up and then the ball just, the catcher doesn't even move. So I'm sitting there like going, God, it's pretty well. I guess that's why he's making, you know, $30 million a year, right? Something like that.
Because he
could throw a baseball waist high from about 40 yards away.
Could throw a baseball over the mountains.
On the mountains. Pretty good, though. I'm excited about our little project, Woolchuck.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I'm excited. I'm going to just, you know, let's see how many of these games, just watch all the Eagles run defensive snaps and figure out how much their defensive tackles really play in keeping these linebackers. Are these linebackers just so good that they're just flowing to the ball and getting there before the offense has even a chance to react? I asked this question this morning. I was on, by the way, we have a Love of the Star.
Yes, we do.
We have a Love of the Star.
Make
Zach
sure
and I did a Love of the Star this morning, so make sure you get that on your Odyssey podcast.
Heard you guys were dominating that one.
Well, Zach got me fired up a
little bit. Yeah, Brian had a tremendous episode.
He got me fired up. Zach goes, this might be the best one you've ever done.
He did. Brian was spitting some hot fire.
Blowing smoke up your tail?
No, he's blowing smoke.
No, you get Brian talking about Malik Hooker, he's just dropping knowledge bombs.
Yeah.
Like, Lucius would have been firing off the K-bomb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it's just go give it a listen.
Did you S on him the same way Lock and Fora S'd on Pulisic?
Not really.
It was much nicer.
I was much nicer. All right. I asked this question to Vach Lombardi this morning because we were doing our little work together. And Vach came around and said, you know what? I think I might consider this. And I'll ask you, gents. Would you guys consider keeping on the active roster 11 defensive backs on the final 53? Would you consider keeping 11 defensive backs?
You know what? I would. And I think it's because I think a lot of those safeties can kind of give you some linebacker aspects if you need them to.
Okay.
Like Downs has a lot of versatility. I think Jalen Thompson's shown you he can be versatile, give you a little bit of slot. Mm-hmm. I think Malik Hooker is a down-in-the-box player at this point in his career. And Bell has played linebacker. So if you're keeping Marquise Bell on the squad, P.J. Locke's a physical guy. But I think it would want to, like, the safeties give me enough versatility to where I could warrant that, because I would maybe like to go long at corner, because I think that you're going to need the depth. We've seen the last several years, like, these corners can't stay healthy for whatever reason.
Okay, keep that thought. How about you there, Chieftain? Would you consider keeping 11?
Where are you cutting short? Is it the offense stuff?
We went short yesterday. We went 23.
With the offense.
Yeah. Okay. We went short yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, especially because those guys, I think a lot of those guys will be able to be plus players on special teams for you as well. Mm. And so that to me is a big aspect. And then the versatility factor as well, where you have guys that can, I can play a little safety, I can play a little linebacker, a little nickel, whatever it is. So, I mean, I could get on board with that for sure.
All right. This is why Vachi would keep 11.
Yep.
Tell me what these guys have in common. Bland. How about him? How about Revelle?
Injuries.
Yeah, hurt guys.
How about Moore?
Injuries.
Yeah, he's been hurt.
Botch thinks you might have to carry 11 defensive backs just to make up for the fact that you...
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going into the season
with
so many guys that have questions about their injury history.
100%. And last year, I mean, they're picking up Tryquez Bridges, Ballantyne. You know, these guys that were seventh-round picks, practice squads on other teams that weren't NFL players.
These are 11 guys on a game day roster.
This is 11. I mean, you're going to have to go with some inactive. I mean, they're going to be some inactive guys.
Right, okay.
But what he's saying is that the fact that you have so many guys that have injury questions going into the season, that you have to protect yourself.
Yeah, you got to have the insurance for sure for all those guys that you just mentioned. And even Jalen Thompson as a guy who's dealing with a pec issue and he can't even participate in the minicamp stuff. And he's a guy that's been banged up. And we all love the signing of Jalen Thompson. I'm excited about him.
Sure.
But he's a guy who's missed some time.
See, once you think about it that way, because majority of these corners, with the exception of like Durant, I mean, they're dealing with some kind of, but him, Stewart, they're kind of, these guys are all banged up. I mean, they haven't proven, you know, we're going into a season where can they stay healthy? If they stay healthy, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'll be beautiful. But really, to kind of protect yourself, you might have to go like one more at defensive back than maybe you would normally go. Usually, like, think, you know, six corners, four safeties. But in this case, you might have to go with you might have to go with the six corners. I went six and four.
Okay.
But the thought of maybe having one more, and I don't, on my list, I don't have Hooker.
Do you have Hooker not making the team?
I'm thinking about this. I'm if you ask me to play the safeties, I'm playing Thompson, I'm playing Downs, I'm playing Locke, and I'm playing Bell.
Do you like Bell more than Hooker?
I just feel like, to me, and Zach mentioned it, he's got the flexibility to play down if you want to. Now, the thing about him...
Doesn't Hooker? I feel like Hooker has been good tackles in the box.
He's become a downhill type of player, yeah.
I just don't trust him. I just don't trust... And I said it this morning on Love of the Star.
Yeah.
My argument is, and this was kind of directed at Bobby Belt. Bobby's like, oh, you guys are underrating Hooker. And I know Bobby's probably listening. But Bobby... The Cowboys showed you what they think of the safety room. They showed you that. They showed you with the guys they signed in free agency, the money they spent on Thompson, going out and getting
Locke.
Mm-hmm. They went and they took their first round pick and picked a safety is what they did. They told you what they think. They got rid of Wilson, they moved on from guys. Hooker just happened to stay. But they told you, not me or you, Eric, or Zach, or whoever. It's not us saying it. They told you what they think of their safety room.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
So to me, if it's and I could see him, and you just said that, well, why, he's not going to make the team? Oh, really?
Do you think Christian Parker elevates what Malik Hooker is? Like, Hooker is one thing in an Eberflus defense. All of a sudden, Hooker with Parker.
Now, we've seen Hooker in a couple of defenses, right?
Yeah, Quinn, Zimmer, and Flus now.
Yeah. And he's just okay. I don't want to sit here and, like,
yeah,
act like
no, he's no, just, I'm just saying, though, to me, I just look at the way that Dallas did this. The way they did this and the way they approached this.
They already told you how they feel.
How they feel.
Yeah.
It's not me making up stuff trying to be haterade.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. If Christian Parker gets through a training camp in preseason and feels like Malik Hooker's not worth having on the team, I'll take his word for it and trust that he knows what he's doing.
But we would consider keeping 11.
Yes, absolutely.
Because of the health of the corners.
Brian, the other guy to kind of keep an eye on is Elijah Clark.
Elijah Clark is a guy that I would play in.
And he had maybe the special teams play of the year last year.
Yeah. I still put my hand up for Zion Childress, man.
Yeah, and Zion Childress is your fourth nickel player right now behind Darion Kendrick, which is kind of bizarre. I don't think of him as a nickel. And that's just on our lads, like their depth chart.
Sure.
But
sure.
Kendrick is at nickel corner, and it's kind of weird to me. Yeah.
Well, there it is, man.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, man, check it out.
I'm ready for it. I think that means that other players have stepped up and
we're going to
well.
Do this Philadelphia study. We're going to have it in the next couple of days. We're going to have a study about Philadelphia and how their defensive tackles help their linebackers. If they do, is it a myth or not a myth?
100%. All right, let's do a little mixed bag, shall we? Let's get back into the U.S., and they're getting called out by some greats, and let's build the ultimate college football roster ahead of the season. Let's have some fun. A mixed bag next in the G-Bag Nation.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.